Our topics today here on Palmetto Mornings, they have fallen underneath the umbrella of education. We're going to continue with that when we check in with our friends at York Technical College. They've got an upcoming Tech Fest happening on Saturday, March the 29th. So let's welcome Alyssa Collins. Yep. To our program. She's the advisor and retention coordinator at York Tech. And good morning to you, Alyssa.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Alyssa, before we dive into Tech Fest, tell us more about what your role is there at York Tech as the advisor and retention coordinator.
Oh, thank you. I work in our advising center, so my job has a lot of different hats, if you will. I like to help students across all of our 108 programs kind of track their path to graduation, and then I assist along the way if there's any hiccups. Perhaps we have a D at midterm and we need to correct. I help connect them with all the amazing free services that they get with their tuition dollars, like tutoring services or our counseling, and just kind of help triage and get them the support they need to overcome any barriers that they're having to be successful.
Yeah, the retention is obviously in your job description. So your job is to make sure that we bring the kids to school at York Tech and then keep them there on campus.
Yeah.
When those that come to see you, what has been the why do they come to see you? Is it because their grades are falling? Is it because they've run into other issues? And do they know on campus to reach out to you? How do they make that connection when they say, hey, listen, I want to be here. There's just some factors that's pulling me in a different direction. And
there's a lot that goes into it, and it varies. Mm-hmm. We have a really diverse population. Mm-hmm. So sometimes those traditional students, 18, 19, coming out of high school, it's just a matter of struggling to adjust to our pace and the expectations of college. So helping get them connected to their instructor and learn how to communicate their needs, so to speak, and like not be afraid of that kind of hierarchy, like you can't go to your instructor for support, and helping advocate for them in the classroom. Mm. But then also sometimes there's like a lack of motivation or uncertainty with what they want to do, so they're not connected with their program. So we do some career exploration and help them feel better about their path and kind of seeing what is this actually going to lead to. Like, it's not a waste of time. You're not sitting in this class for no reason. Like, it's developing critical skills that are going to help you down the road when you reach your dream job, ideally. So helping make those connections. And then so with the adult students, sometimes there's true barriers, like I've had a change in my income and I really need support. So getting them in with our counseling division to get connected to community services or things like that to help overcome the barriers outside of college.
What we're hearing is you're not alone when you're on the campus there at York Technical College. So if something is standing in your way as an obstacle, to go ahead and reach out sooner rather than later, so absolutely, you all can give them the services that they need there on campus that they might not know even existed there in the first place.
Yeah, we include it in our weekly York Tech weekly newsletter. It's a little email that students get, so all our services are linked at the bottom if anyone needs support. But then also we try to do some like targeted texting and emailing if we do get a notice that someone needs help, and students can like self-identify in our Navigate app that they need help. So there's all kinds of ways for them to get support.
Are you also working with the professors there? Like, can they come to you and say, hey, Sally might need a little tender loving care?
Yeah. At our midterm time period, we kind of have like an automated process where faculty identify students that might need help. And then I get that list of students that need help, and we kind of triage and figure out who's going to support them and what help they need. And then we directly reach out so that they have a name and not just a random, you know, no reply email reaching out to them. Hopefully they see that it is a real person and that we care and want to connect.
That's great.
Because let's be honest, a lot of folks want the help, but sometimes they might be embarrassed to ask for help, or they don't know what to ask, but they know something is wrong. So the fact that you all leave these breadcrumbs for them, it's just not like a cold call of knocking on the door and saying, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I'm flunking blank. What do I need to do? They should, you know, be armed with some of that information prior to that. So, well, great. That's a great program, or that's a great part of your job there at York Technical College. The other part of your job is also probably recruiting. Continue to recruit kids.
Fortunately, my amazing colleagues in admission handle the recruitment and the outreach part of there. But once they're here, then that's where I'd take them on. Okay.
Take over the reins.
We call them kids, but as Alyssa just described, it's everyone, like a diverse population of students over there, from those right out of college to those on up
yeah.
in the age ladder. Well, take us out to Tech Fest on Saturday, March the 29th.
Absolutely. I have had the privilege since the mid-fall period of co-chairing our Tech Fest committee. So we have over 40 faculty and staff on this committee planning a whole bunch of activities and events for the community, not only to showcase York Tech and our upcoming growth and master plan and expertise with Tech Talks, which are helping communities, our community in the classroom with things like creating a business plan, crafting a scholarship letter, crime prevention, all kinds of real life master classes, if you will, that the community can partake in 30-minute to 1-hour sessions to hear our expertise while also helping them, you know, in their real world. But then we also are showcasing our student talent with the Student Expo. So hopefully we'll have some cool crafts from students, or they'll be able to showcase their business, or our theater production department is planning a little, I think, activity or a showcase of our theater talent. So a lot of cool things happening at Tech Fest, and just a fun community festival for everyone to come out and bring their family and friends to.
It's Saturday, March the 29th from 10 to 3 there at the Rock Hill main campus at York Tech.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You'll be able to see things across the entire campus. We're hoping to take you on a journey from check-in all the way through all of our beautiful buildings and grounds to see classic cars, or the Celebrate Freedom Foundation is bringing some military vehicles, including a military chopper. And then there's going to be some emergency vehicles, bounce houses, all kinds of fun things, a DJ.
So it's for the entire family. Kids are welcome.
Absolutely.
Alyssa, have you found that when you have an event like this, like an open house, and you have hands-on activities where potential students can touch and see and feel it, they have more buy-in that way? I would assume so, but you're on the front line. So what do you see?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think college feels like this big, heavy expectation that you don't really know what to expect. And so if you come to Tech Fest and you get that hands-on experience with our welding simulation, or you get to see how the robots are programmed for manufacturing, or you do an activity for cybersecurity around ethical hacking, like getting that real life experience kind of connects, is this something that I could see myself doing every day? And it kind of grounds you in a way that, like, oh, maybe this is for me and I want to try it, or very clearly this is not something I would be interested in. And it's nice to know that before you get into the classroom and start a few classes. So I definitely encourage anyone considering starting college in the fall or upcoming career change to come out and get that hands-on experience and see what passions you may find.
Well, York Technical College presents Tech Fest Saturday, March the 29th from 10 to 3. It's a family-friendly community celebration, as Alyssa just described. It's from 10 to 3. Just swing on over there and learn more about every program that's offered there at York Technical College. You said there's like 108 different programs?
Yep.
That's impressive.
That's
great. Plus, you get to walk the campus and see what has changed on campus over the last couple of years, and that's really exciting. I know the community really rallies around York Technical College. It's a big part of our DNA, and it seems like everybody that we come in contact with on this show, some part of their story leads back to York Technical College, and that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's really fulfilling to hear. I love that.
Well, we're doing our part, Alyssa.
That's
don't
right.
worry,
Absolutely.
Okay? All right. Alyssa Collins, she is with York Technical College. Alyssa, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.